It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at ixllearning.com/audio. Visit ixllearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting in conversations. It's Did You Know with Kevin. He should have researched this a little bit more, but nonetheless, yeah, here we go.
Did you know your brain is constantly eating itself? The process is called... Phagotosis.
What is it?
Phagotosis.
Phagotosis.
Yes.
Phagotosis.
Yes.
Where your brain is eating itself? Mm-hmm.
It's where cells envelop and consume smaller cells or molecules to remove them from the system.
Well, this makes the worm in RFK Jr.'s brain not such a big deal.
It's kind of like I'm emptying your recycle bin on your computer.
Yeah. Okay.
But does it have to eat itself?
Wow.
I mean, if you don't eat it, how it's going to still be there.
Right. What's it going to do?
Yeah.
Otherwise, then you get a trash heap in your brain.
And what was the last part? It's good because.
It's good because. It helps preserve your gray matter.
Right. And that's the good stuff. That's the meat.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
As your wrinkles, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
tetrahedrals.
You don't want to... Wow. Well, look at you.
Mm-hmm. I know the brain.
Wow.
You don't want a flat brain. You don't want a smooth brain.
You want more tetrahedral.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So Katie doesn't like the term eat itself, though. And no. I can understand that. It's bad marketing, for sure.
Yeah.
So can we say that phagotosis, if we're even saying that right, is just emptying the recycling bin of the brain?
Yes.
Is that a better way?
That is so much better. Thank you.
And every single time it does it, you just hear.
Ew.
Did you know, Kevin?
Did you know laughing came before language?
Oh, so that means like.
Well, what was making us laugh?
Life?
Goofs.
Goofs. Watching somebody fall down.
Slipping on banana peels.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we can laugh without saying things to each other.
That's true. There's a reason why comedies do well in foreign markets. Yeah.
And, I mean, like, think about, you make a funny face to a baby, they start cracking up.
Well, babies are dumb.
Yeah, but they can't talk.
That's true.
You're not saying
that's anything. True.
Yeah.
So we can laugh before we can talk. We can laugh before we even have language.
So
this is beautiful, okay, Kevin. Right.
So does this mean animals could laugh?
Yeah. Have you heard a hyena laugh?
Yeah. I don't think they're laughing. They're more like howling.
And it's really, I don't like
it. It doesn't even sound like a laugh.
They get a big, toothy, fangy mouth and they just go, I'd rather focus on like maybe a chimp laughing. You know, it's a little cuter, or a capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
Even when the and when they do that thing where they, I think they're just baring their teeth, but it looks like a smile, and I'll take it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll take it.
So why can't dogs laugh?
I want somebody to tell me.
Get on that.
Right.
Science, call us.
We want our dogs. Well, we don't have the answers, but call us when you get the answers, because we want to know. Dogs and cats, although cats seem like they'd be way harder to make laugh.
Yeah, cats are like, who's that actress that I used to hate, but then she liked Real Housewives and then I loved her? Oh. Jennifer
Love Hewitt.
No. Mm. What?
Emma Stone.
Never mind.
Okay. But you're right though, that they would just be a pretentious sense of humor.
They'd be petty about their laughing.
Right. They'd say, we're going to the Wes Anderson movie. Yeah. That's what they'd say. Where dogs would be like, did you hear the new Adam Sandler movie came out?
So true.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Gatorade created an alcohol mix for their lemon lime flavor and beer called Hoppin' Gator in 1969, but they quickly pulled it off the market when it tanked?
Having Gatorade with alcohol seems like it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, I got really excited at the beginning of that and then really disgusted at the end.
I don't like the beer part.
Yeah, mixing Gatorade with beer sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes it lighter.
Especially if they had Hoppin' Gator, which meant it was like probably a hoppier beer, like an IPA or something. That sounds so gross.
Really? In fairness, every IPA sounds really
good. No, yes. IPAs are delicious. Ugh. A good hazy one? Mm.
No, I'm with Katie on that one. Oh. But now, year of our Lord, mixing Gatorade with like maybe some Bacardi?
Ew.
Or maybe turning Gatorade into like a hard seltzer.
I gotta tell you, I during COVID mixed Gatorade, blue Gatorade with Bacardi, and let me tell you, it's amazing. It was amazing.
What'd you call it?
I didn't have to call it anything.
Oh.
Blue Cardi.
I called it Zach.
I called it Blue Cardi. I called it, I want to go out.
I miss going outside.
Yeah.
Wow. Kevin, thank you so much. Those were enlightening facts. And again, science. Get on it. Make dogs laugh. I'm tired of saying it.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.